You guys need wins right now, and this one didn't come easy, but you guys never really broke too much of a sweat tonight.
Well, I thought it was a solid win. I mean, you know, we came out and put 5 runs on the board in the first 2 innings, and Kevin settled in, pitched great, and again, we played good defense. So when you get 14 hits, score 8 runs, and you know, pitch and play defense, you're going to win a lot of games.
This is two straight really solid starts, as you mentioned, for your pitchers, and in both cases, they had a lead to kind of pitch with. How much do you feel like that helped just the psyche of a pitcher to know he's got some runs behind him?
Well, I mean, being a former pitcher, I mean, I think it's huge. I mean, yeah. I think the fact that, you know, that you don't have to be so fine. I think when it's, you know, early in the game and so, you tend to be a little fine sometimes. And, you know, you can attack the zone, you can expand the zone, but mentally it's huge.
Last weekend series of the year might be Brandt's last start. Just talk about that.
Well, I mean, you know, he's been a good one for us for 4 years, and I still remember the very first game we stuck him out here against Oklahoma State, and he's never looked back and had a great career, and, you know, this was a solid outing, you know, for him tonight in his last weekend series.
Almost a typical Brandt outing in a way, not overwhelming, but he was just solid and smooth the whole way through.
Misses bat and forces weak contact.
Talk about the effect of the 3 pickoffs and him on the running game.
Well, I mean, I think that's huge. I mean, when we can control the running game, and, you know, with him, I mean, I think that's big. I mean, it snubs out any chance of any thought that the team's going to get back in the game, and all 3 of those were early in the innings, I think, where it was either no out or 1 out, and I think that's big.
It'd be great to have run support. We were talking to Coach about the last 2 outings, Jarrell last Sunday and you tonight. Must be nice to pitch with some runs behind you already.
It's fantastic. Anytime guys hit, you know, I'm in, Jarrell's in, Cotton's in, or Joyner's in, whoever, you know. Anytime we get a bunch of runs, it just takes a lot of pressure off you as a pitcher and allows you to throw your game.
You're not usually a big strikeout guy, but this is sort of a typical outing in a way for you, a typical good outing for you. You just kind of got out there and rolled. Did you feel really good right out of the gate today?
You know, I felt like I normally do. Mental focus was probably a little more today. I felt like I was more locked in and, you know, more, I guess, controlled angry today mm-hmm. than usual. But for the most part, you know, felt normal.
What worked for you today?
Well, the first, I think, 2 innings, I think I lived on only fastballs. And, you know, the cutter kind of mixed in, helped my fastball a little bit, and then a lot of changeups. I don't think I threw too many breaking balls today, so it was more, I guess, fastball cutter.
This may have been your last home start, with it being the last weekend series. Just talk about that.
You know, it's huge. It really hasn't sank in yet. You know, I remember being here when I was a freshman 4 years ago and looking at bats and all those guys leave, and I mean, that feels like it was last week, you know. So it really hasn't sank in yet. But, you know, the fans here are great. You know, this is absolutely one place I'm going to miss to play.
3 pickoffs in 1 game. Have you ever done that before?
I don't remember. No, you know, I'm not really sure if I've ever picked off 3.
Part of your game come along though, in the last few years?
The last 2 years has helped. Coach Rozelle and I have kind of worked on that a whole lot and mixed in a couple different moves. And, you know, that's helped a lot. You know, it takes runners off base and gives you an out. So it's a win-win.
Appreciate having a little bit of run support
early on? Oh, it's great. You know, like I said, early out, you know, we got 1 in the first and then 4 in the second. And after the second inning, you know, it kind of just helped me realize, all right, this is my game. I can do what I got to do and just take control.
We're able to provide run support early on again, 2 games in a row where you guys were really able to kind of let your pitchers, you know, roll out there and kind of do their thing. It's got to feel good from your guys' perspective, not just pitchers, but you guys too.
Well, that's the game. I mean, sometimes, you know, we have some games where we hit balls hard and we don't produce any runs, and then we have games where we find a couple hits here and there in the right situation, and next thing you know, you're up, you know, 4 or 5, sometimes 6 runs. I mean, that's just the way it goes. I mean, we fought a lot with 2 strikes, put the ball in play, hit the ball hard, and got some key hits in some big situations early in the game, and that can mean the difference in a win and a loss.
You're obviously seeing the ball very well right now. Other than that, is there anything you can pinpoint as to your success, especially these last, all year, but these last few weeks, you've really been hitting the ball?
You know, honestly, I mean, the ball I hit the hardest tonight was the one I got out on. That's just the way the game works sometimes. I mean, I think, you know, more than anything, it's just a mindset. You know, not just me, but everybody, you know. If you walk to the plate with confidence and you believe in yourself, I mean, it can really – help you swing, you know.
Mm-hmm. After dropping the last 2 Friday opener in the conference series, just talk about how y'all want to come out and set the tone for the weekend.
You know, Fridays are huge games for us. it's just one of those deals where you kind of got to set the tone. It's very easy to come out on a Friday and have, you know, one or two runs put up on top of you, and then next thing you know, you're trying to fight it a little bit. But I think with us, if we set the tone early, we can be a pretty deadly team, I guess you could say.
Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate it.